As people in your neighborhood, and this morning I am joined by Shane Cramey from the Fort Pierre Chamber and Callie Iverson from Fort Pierre Tourism. And good morning. How are you both doing?
Doing well. Good morning.
So I know there's a couple of really cool events coming up over there in Fort Pierre, and I know you're here to tell us all about it.
Hey, sure. But would like to mention the day, and I know I've heard you advertise it, Will, the South Dakota GF&P will hold the Antler Auction at the Expo Center today.
That's right.
Beginning pretty quick, so a lot of great items in there, and I look forward to seeing everybody stop over and get a bid card early and get involved and take part in the action.
That's right. I think that starts at 9, I believe.
It does. They're over there right now getting prepared, so I'll be heading back over there very shortly after this. So looking forward to that. And then we'll move on to July 24th. We're going to have the Community Appreciation Celebration. You know, that's hard to say. You can't say it very quickly.
I know.
We will have that on Wednesday, July 24th. There's going to be a lot of information tables. Local fundraisers will be available. And Michelle Mopp and Barrett Photos will have the unicorn photos. Big hit with the kids and adults, too. There's some unicorn-loving adults as well.
Oh, I'm sure there is.
And we're going to have free wagon rides for the kids and adults as well. There's always some adults that want to ride in the wagon. So the Street Masters Cruise is going to stop by. They think they'll have 10 or 20 cars around there to stop by and take a look at them. And Casey Hughes and the Wayward Travelers will be providing that free live music from 4 to 8. That's the entire event, so looking forward to that. Everybody likes to hear Casey Hughes and his crew, and just great to hear them and great to see them. The Lions Club will also provide a free eye exam, their eye exam van for the youth, and so you can stop by and have your eyes checked out for your kids, and they'll give you a report on that. And I'm just looking forward to it. Free food. Fort Pierre Chamber will provide over 500 meals, light meals, for all attendees. You don't have to be a chamber member. Anybody, first come, first serve. And so show up and get you some food, listen to some great music,
nice.
Have fun and games, bounce houses, and a pedal pull, and lots of activities for the kids.
So maybe the adults can go on the bouncy houses. No, I'm just kidding. Most of those bouncy houses, you can't be, like, I think, past a certain
weight. We've got bouncers at the bouncy houses, so you're going to have to cool it if you go in there. So then we'll go on to the next exciting event. Will be the Backyard Barbecue, Trader Days, Street Masters Dam Run, which will take place. It will all begin on August 9th in Fisher's Lily Park. Will be the Backyard Barbecue. They will get their briskets. They will do their Calcutta auction of the teams. That will take place at 6 p.m., and they will begin those festivities. And the Street Masters will also be in the Expo, and they will be in there Saturday as well. They will base their dam run out of the Expo Center. And then we'll move on into Saturday, get started bright and early Saturday morning. So you want to get to Fort Pierre very early, take part in all the action, and get started with the Backyard Barbecue. Just come in there and smell all those great smells and visit with the people and get ready to eat some great food.
So how does the barbecue work? So do you come there and you do samples? You pay to get samples or something? And
so it's kind of twofold. So from 11:30 to 1 is people's choice, where you get a wristband and you can go from booth to booth, sample their wares. There is the brisket competition, and then there's also the people's choice, where they can make anything under the sun that they want to on the smoker. And then they actually have a meal open to the public that starts at 12:30 and goes till 3 or when the food runs out.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's just a served meal of the leftover brisket after the judges have judged it.
Bring wet napkins and a clean shirt.
Yeah.
And probably a pillow when you go into the meat coma.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you go into a coma from all the meat.
Yeah. Oh, it's a great time. It's when you smell all that smoke in the park and the wind's just right. Great place.
Oh, man, I guarantee I'm going to be there, because it's been a long time since I've had some brisket, so that's on my schedule.
Awesome.
Then we're going to move right downtown, and after all the conclusion of the Backyard Barbecue, we're going to move downtown into Trader Days and into the turkey races. So I'll let Callie tell you about all that activity.
Yeah, so things downtown largely are going to start at 2, but we do have a cornhole tournament that day, and registration starts at noon for that. So that'll be going on at noon. We'll probably hopefully be done setting up by then.
We'll be done setting up. We're going to get up bright and early and get ourselves all set up.
Yeah, but at 2, like in the afternoon, about 2 o'clock, we're going to have, for kids, we're going to have the bounce houses. We have a dunk tank. We have a wading pool, because typically August 10th, it's going to be around 100 degrees. And we also, no face painting this year, but we did get some tattoos that kids can put on, temporary tattoos that
adults
kids can put
too.
On. Yeah, adults can as well. There will be food trucks. There will be beer tents. And then at 3 o'clock is our parade with a kazoo band, with a kazoo marching band.
Yeah.
Still looking for players. Don't have to be a professional.
I see Will's chomping at the bit. He wants to be part of this.
Well, see, when you guys came in this morning and said that, I thought it was a joke. I thought you were joking.
We don't joke around about kazoo band.
Okay.
That's an old tradition. That's from way back when.
Yes. Our parents set that tradition, so we're looking forward to continuing on.
Yep. Nice.
So then we have getting ready for the turkey races and some of the evening events. People can lease their turkeys from 2 to 5. Say they get sold a turkey from 2 to 5, and then they can register to race their turkey. The races actually begin at 6 that evening. So in the meantime, between the getting your turkey all ready for the races, we have mud wrestling. We have live music, regional music. Cody Hollinger's playing. Lance Spears is playing. Katie Dwyer and Casey Hughes.
It's the Bad River Local Music Showcase. I think that's what Casey Hughes termed it as. So looking forward to all of that. There'll be live music playing basically from 2 to 6. So everyone stop down, get a beverage, and listen to some great music and partake in the youth mud wrestling at 4.
Youth mud wrestling at 4, adult mud wrestling at 5.
And then we'll have the beer chug contest as well. That will begin about 5. And it's always a great competition. We've got several people who are very good at it. So you got to stop by and take a look at that. I think there were about close to 50 contestants last year, and we'll chug to a champion. they'll get some gift cards and some prize money and have a good time.
It's like maybe the chuggers will need a pillow for them to rest after all that.
We take a pretty good look at them, so we won't get anyone in that type of condition.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. Okay. That's good.
So after the turkey races are over, the street dance begins, and that is going to be our headliner is Dustin Evans and the Good Times Band. And I know you're not from here, but he's been in the area for quite a long time. He always puts on a spectacular show. Pretty entertaining, him and his band.
And just remember, this is all free, no charge. Awesome. And there'll be plenty of beverages downtown, lots of entertainment and lots to do. So, stop by and take a listen to Dustin Evans and the Good Times Band. And would like to mention that if we see some inclement weather on the way, we will move that into the youth center.
So it's still going to happen either way.
It's still going to happen. Yep. So if you see bad weather coming, don't pack up and go home. Pack up and go to the youth center.
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun that's going to be coming up over there in Fort Pierre. I'm telling you, y'all know how to party over there. I mean, seriously, after the July 4th, it's like, man, it's like they know how to celebrate over here.
Our forefathers have set a high precedent.
I bet they did. So people go over to a website to check up on all the dates of every upcoming events.
Fort Pierre Tourism will have it posted. We also have a Fort Pierre Trader Days Facebook page, and the flyers are in production as of today.
Yep.
So you'll start seeing some of the things around town a lot more. And we'll be back in to visit you again, so people don't forget.
You'll be completely tired of this time
yep,
is over.
No, that's not going to happen. Well, I thank both of you for coming in this morning. It was good to talk to you.
Hey, our pleasure. Thank you, Will.
It was good to see you again, Shane. It was good to meet you, Callie.
Nice to meet you.
So have a good rest of your day. It's going to be a nice day today.
Come over to the expo. Come over to the Antler Auction and have a little food prepared by the Fort Pierre Chamber of Commerce.
Okay. Well, have a good one.
All right. Thank you, Will.
Thanks.